It's time for Red Hill Saluki basketball action on 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, The Legend. Brought to you this season by Best Way Express, Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, The Port and Blondie, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Larry Bob's Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rutgers Candy, and Leggett Lumber. And now for Red Hill Saluki basketball action.
And good evening tonight from Red Hill High School in Bridgeport as it's senior night for the Red Hill Lady Salukis. Tonight, Megan Tennis and Madison Hobbs, the two seniors, being honored before tonight's game as they take the court here at Red Hill one last time as they will take on the Flora Wolves, who come into Bridgeport with a 13-12 overall record and 3-4 conference record, while the Red Hill Salukis look to improve on their 3-14 overall record and try to get their first LIC win of the season as they are 0-7 in the conference. With Rob McKinley, I am Adam Reinhart, and it's going to be obviously an emotional night for the seniors, but business as usual. They're trying to get a win.
Right, and they've got a tough opponent. The record's 13-12, but they play some good competition outside the league, and they only have two seniors also, so this is a fairly young Flora team.
So it'll certainly be interesting to see how that plays along. We will take a quick three-minute break. This is the Best Way Express pregame show. Call 833-BESTWAY to get the keys to a new career today. When we come back, we'll take a look at some of the action going on from around the conference. We're back in 3 minutes. This is Red Hill Girls Basketball on The Legend.
Best Way Express has the keys to your new career.
Call 833-BESTWAY today.
Class A CDL drivers looking for a company that will appreciate and respect you, all while making sure you get the money and home time you desire. Best Way Express is the company for you.
Call 833-BESTWAY today.
Best Way Express has a great benefits package with paid vacation, paid holidays, and 401k. Call 833-BESTWAY now to get the keys to your new career today.
Sippet Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sippet menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-thru order at Sippet Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Hi, my mommy and daddy are Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa from Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville.
We're a local family and they like to help people. Mom and Dad take care of friendly local folks and make them feel better. Some folks have neck pain and back pain. Others have pain in other places.
We're never, ever a pain army, Mommy and Daddy.
If you have neck, back, or other pains, please call us at 618-943-4949 or visit us at 1525 Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Hilltop Grill and Bar in Bridgeport, Illinois wants to see you and your family this week. They're the hot spot for dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights with all you can eat, catfish and walleye, juicy pork chops, tender steaks, delicious frog legs, and a slew of other choices on their expanded menu. Hilltop serves up their 7 Spice Blend fried chicken every Friday night. Dinner begins at 4, also serving breakfast and lunch daily. Make sure you get to the Hilltop in Bridgeport. Great food, cold drinks, hot games, and family-friendly atmosphere.
Are you the one that's always prepared, always thinking ahead? Then you're probably the one who's done your homework and compared Citizens National Bank of Albion's zero to low fees to the other banks. There's a reason we're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area. We take a no fluff, no nonsense approach to banking. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals and go over your banking products and services and compare fees. You'll be glad you did.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rutgers Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
And we are back at Red Hill High School as the Lady Salukis on senior night get set to take on the Flora Wolfgals here in the final game of the regular season. We're back on the Best Way Express pregame show. Call 833-BESTWAY to get the keys to a new career today. With Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart. Let's take a quick look at the Little Illini Conference girls standings. Alney has clinched the conference regular season championship with an 8-0 conference record. Paris is 6-1 in the conference. Of course, they won the conference tournament a few weeks ago at Casey.
And they're playing at home tonight against Lawrenceville.
Marshall is in third place in the LIC. They are 5-2 right now. Newton and Flora and Casey and Lawrenceville are all tied with a 3-4 conference record. Robinson is 1-6, and Red Hill is 0-7, still trying to get its first conference win of the season. Girls games on tap tonight. Of course, the Salukis hosting the Flora Wolfgals. Lawrenceville is on the road tonight at Paris, taking on the Lady Tigers. Newton is at Casey, Robinson is at Marshall, and Alney is in a non-conference game at Mount Carmel. So that is your schedule tonight for the Little Illini Conference girls. And, of course, the other thing going on next week, Rob, obviously the IHSA Regionals as the state tournament kicks off, and both Lawrenceville and Red Hill are headed to Mount Carmel
right,
next week.
Correct. And I think Mount Carmel, I think Lawrenceville's, I'm not sure what seed they are, but Red Hill, I think, is the 10th seed playing, I think, Edwards County. They both play on Monday night, but opposite games, I believe.
And, of course, you know, anytime you have senior night, it's obviously extra motivation to get a win in your last regular season home game. Last time you'll, if you're a senior, last time you'll play on your home court, but obviously you want to be sent off on a good note.
Right.
But obviously you want to get some momentum, too, going on to the regional next week.
Yeah, you do. And then, because I know that when you're looking for your first conference win, you know, that's the thing is what you're looking for. Now, I mean, Red Hill only has two seniors. They've got some kids coming up. They did lose the JV contest 29-20, but they played a much better second half. They only scored, like, I think, 5 points in the first half. And they got back within six a couple times there in the second half and early in the fourth quarter, and they ended up losing by nine. So that's, you know, they had a pretty good second half this game earlier tonight.
As a matter of fact, Rob, Flora actually has only two seniors, number 15, Sydney Kamen, and number 34, Casey Jennings. Those are the only two seniors for the Flora Wolfgals. Mm-hmm. They have three juniors, it looks like, Gracie Heimlich, Kirsten Darrow, and Jaron Allen. The rest of the team is freshmen and sophomores, and they've actually got eight freshmen listed on their roster.
I looked at it a while ago, and I'm looking at down to the floor. It's Casey Jennings. So there's the free throw. It looks like she's a fairly tall girl. I don't see the other girl that's a senior. It's 15, Sydney Cannon. I don't see. Hard to see the numbers. They're orange uniforms with blue numbers and blue lettering for Flora, so it's kind of hard to see the numbers when they're all, especially when they're all standing around shooting.
Yeah. Of course, we'll get the Red Hill and Flora starting lineups when those are announced after the playing of the national anthem. Of course, we'll be on the air as well tomorrow. Let's go ahead and point that out. We'll be on the air tomorrow as well as the Red Hill boys will be on the road at Neoga in what will be a very good basketball game. And we will take our final break before tip-off. This has been the Best Way Express pregame show. Call 833-BESTWAY to get the keys to a new career today. We'll take a three-minute break and be back with the tip-off between the Red Hill Lady Salukis and the Flora Wolfgals. We're back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Girls Basketball on The Legend.
Tuesday, February 6th, People State Bank presents
Pack the Play.
The Red Hill Salukis will host the Lawrenceville Indians in boys basketball, and you get in free.
That's right, free.
Thanks to People State Bank. Lawrenceville and Red Hill High School Fellowship of Christian Athletes groups will be hosting a food drive at both schools leading up to the game and ask that anyone coming to the game bring a food item to donate to Fish and Loaves. It's Tuesday, February 6th.
Pack the Play.
When the Salukis host the Indians, don't miss the action.
It's Pack the Play.
February 6th. Everybody gets in free thanks to People State
Bank. Ambrose Federal Credit Union. When you're a member, you are a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Ambrell Federal Credit Union is now offering a Christmas loan special. Don't put Christmas on a high interest rate credit card this year. Come see us. Waco listeners can qualify for interest rates as low as 5.99%. With rates this low, you can't afford to miss this offer. Ambrell Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's only member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Membership eligibility required. Ambrell Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
Plus pizza. And spice it your night with some hot
Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
And we are just about set for tip-off here at Red Hill High School. Tonight's game is brought to you by People's State Bank, your community bank, and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, now offering full-time cardiology just a heartbeat away. There's the tip-off, and Flora controls the tip to start the ball game. So Red Hill looks like is starting the game in a zone defense with some man-to-man principles. Flora, on the other hand, spraying the ball around here as Sydney Kamen has the ball on the right wing. Here's a three top of the key. That's in and out. And Kylie Richards comes up with the rebound. That was Bren Phillips missing that three. And Red Hill controls the ball for their first possession of the game. So now Tennis feeds it down low to Kylie Richards, who loses the ball, but Tennis is able to pick it back up. Now this time Hobbs gets it out, this time to Katie Moore. Katie Moore at the baseline gets it out top to Keita Joins. They feed it down low to Richards. Here's triple team. Gets it out. Here's a shot from the left wing. That's an air ball and a fight for the rebound, and it comes up to Megan Tennis. Tennis gets out to Katie Moore in the right wing, who drives down low, but it looks like stepped out of bounds, but it looks like they're going to call a foul here on Flora. So the foul will be on number 10 of Flora, Jaren Allen. That'll be her first and the first of the team. And Red Hill will keep the basketball. So Hobbs gets set to inbound from underneath the basket, gets it out to Tennis in the right wing. Now this time top of the key, here's Joins. Joins gets it out left wing this time. Here's a shot on the way by Katie Moore. That's in and out, and a fight for the rebound. And the Wolf Gals come up with it, and we got a foul called. It looks like it's on the Lady Salukis as Kirsten Darrow got that rebound for Flora. And that foul will be on Katie Moore. That'll be her first of the game and the first of the team. So Flora with the basketball here. No score. We're just under 7 minutes to go here in the first quarters. Flora spreads the ball around here. Now they have it in the right wing this time. Here's Kamen getting out this time to the left wing. Here's Jaren Allen with it, now feeding it cross court this time. Here's a shot from the paint, and that's good. And that's Gracie Heimlich hitting that shot for the 4 points of the game. And it's 2-0 Flora. So Red Hill inbounds as they get double teamed here. And we're going to have a foul here as Katie Moore drew the contact. And that will be the second team foul against the Flora Wolf Gals. And that foul will be on Emma Walden. That'll be her first. So Red Hill will inbound here from underneath their own basket. And they get it out this time to Madison Hobbs. And that pass is stolen away. And Flora can't seem to control it. But finally they do. And Kirsten Darrow has the ball. Now on the right wing, cross-court pass here. Here's a three on the way from the left wing. That's going to be off the rim and rebounded by Katie Moore. Now the Lady Salukis here in transition. As Katie Moore has the ball at the top of the key baseline, gets it out to Sarah Joins. Now this time Katie Moore has it, getting it out to Megan Tennis in the right wing. Now this time flips it over back to Katie Moore at the baseline. Now cross court this time to Tennis, who shoots it from the left wing. That's off Richards with the rebound, but she loses it, and it's stolen away by the Wolf Gals. That was Allen with that steal. And they feed it all the way down low this time, and Heimlich gets that one blocked. But Flora is able to get the rebound here. Now this time, Darrow gets it out top of the key this time, and Heimlich has it. Heimlich almost lost it, but gets it out to Jaren Allen. Now this time it's Darrow with it top of the key. Back to Heimlich. Now here's a three in the left wing. That's going to be off, and Kamen misses that shot and rebounded by Red Hill. That was Madison Hobbs with that rebound, and Katie Moore now has the ball for the Lady Salukis. Katie Moore now has it top the key here. Gets it out this time to Megan Tennis. Now right wing. Here's Hobbs. Now back this time to Katie Moore. Katie Moore feeds across court to Tennis in the left wing. Tennis, and that pass is stolen away and intercepted by Kirsten Darrow. Now the Wolf Gals here in transition here. Now this time it's Heimlich in the left wing baseline. Drives down low. Gets triple teamed here. Gets it out this time. Now right wing. Here's a three on the way, and that's going to be good. That's Kirsten Darrow with that three. Her first 3 points of the game. And it's 5-0 Wolf Gals. So Red Hill down 5-0 with just under 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Katie Moore breaks the double team here, and that pass is stolen away by Heimlich. That got tipped, I think, and now Heimlich has the ball. She's going to take a three here. That's off the front of the rim, and a fight for the rebound, and it goes out of bounds, and they will award the ball, it looks like, to Red Hill.
Yes, Lucas already turned the ball over three times, so trying to get something going off offensively.
4:30 to go here in the first quarter. It's 5-0 Flora as Red Hill crosses court with it. Now Katie Moore drives down low, shoots it, and they're going to call a charge.
That's her second foul.
So Katie Moore already with two fouls in this game, that being an offensive foul, and that will be a turnover for Red Hill.
Looks like Caitlin Bowersock will enter the game.
And Katie Moore will take the bench with two fouls. So now the Flora Wolf Gals with the basketball here. Heimlich feeds it down low this time to Walton. Walton, and we got a whistle and a travel.
Yeah, it looked like had the pass there, top of the key, and turned to look to make the pass and took a couple steps.
4:13 to go here in the first quarter as Red Hill inbounds. Now this time Bowersock has it, and she almost lost it. Now she's getting double-teamed in the backcourt. And we got a reach-in foul. It's going to be on Flora. It's going to be on Kirsten Darrow, it looked like, as she reached in trying to get the steal. And that will be her first foul and the third against Flora. So Red Hill will inbound from underneath their own basket as they get it out here to Bowersock. Now this time out to Madison Hobbs, who crosses the timeline with it. Gets out, they feed it down low to Richards. Richards out here, it's a three on the way by Hobbs. That's an air ball, and that's going to be out of bounds as Sarah Joints could not save the ball, and it goes to the Wolf Gals. Tonight's game brought to you by Ambrough Federal Credit Union, helping you grow your finances, and by Larry Bob's Pizza, Lawrence County's Pizza. 5-0 Wolf Gals to start the game here, just under 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. They feed it down low, this time to Walton. Now they break it out. Now Flora has the ball in the right wing here. They feed it down low. Here's a shot on the way, and that's going to be off. Kamen missing that one, but a rebound by the Wolf Gals. Heimlich gets it out this time to the baseline to Darrow. They feed it down low. Now top the key, Heimlich. Now they cross court here. Here's Darrow on the right wing. Shooting it, no good, but she draws the foul. And so it looks like Kirsten Darrow will go to the free throw line.
First foul on the
Sarah Joints.
Third team foul.
So both teams with three team fouls so far in this first half. 3:25 to go here in the first quarter. 5-0 Wolf Gals. First shot is up and good. Darrow now with 4 points in the game. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking. Darrow at the line again with 4 points so far. Second free throw is up. It's off the rim, and the rebound comes out to Walton. So a rebound there for the Wolf Gals. Now this time Sydney Kamen has it top the key. Pressure there by Megan Tennis here as Kirsten Darrow now has it, gets it out left wing this time. Now here's Sydney Kamen, the left wing. Feeds it down low this time. Here's the shot. No good. That was Darrow missing that shot. And Richards comes up with the rebound for Red Hill. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. It's 6-0 Flora to start the game. It's now Bowersock top the key. Gets it out to Joints. Now left wing. Here's Madison Hobbs. Feeds it down low to Joints here. And that ball goes out of bounds. And that will be Wolf Gal basketball. Before the game, we had a nice rendition of our national anthem by Allie Johnson of the Red Hill Lady Salukis. She actually did not have a microphone, but nonetheless sounded very good.
Yes, she did. Very good.
So, Flora now with the basketball here. They cross court. Here's a three on the way from the left wing, and that's good. And that's Gracie Heimlich with that three. She's got 5 points in the game, and it's 9-0 Flora. And that pass gets tipped away by Cannon, and she does save it. Now we got a whistle here.
And they're going to call a foul on Kylie Richards.
She actually saved that pass to Darrow.
Actually, they're going to call it on Flora.
That's right.
No, they didn't. They called it on
Richards. They called it on Richards,
they
yep.
Real. They started walking down the other end. I thought, well, maybe.
But it's the first foul on Richards and the fourth team foul against Red Hill. So, Flora keeps the basketball and leads this one 9-0 with 2:26 to go here in the first. Here's a three on the way by Heimlich, and that's good. Heimlich now with 8 points in the game, and it's 12-0 Flora. Now Red Hill bring the ball up court as Madison Hobbs breaks the double team, and Megan Tennis feeds it down low to Richards, who shoots it, and that's going to be off the rim, and Heimlich with the rebound. Now Wolfgang's in transition as Heimlich brings it up the court. Heimlich being guarded by Megan Tennis gets it out to Darrow. Darrow now back to Heimlich at the baseline here. Under 2 minutes to go here in the first. Heimlich gets down to the paint, and that pass goes out of bounds as that was intended for Darrow, but Darrow could not hold on to the pass, and it will be Saluki basketball. 1:53 to go here in the first quarter. It's 12-0 Flora with the early lead. So Red Hill will inbound here as Barasok gets it out this time. Now Red Hill with the ball here. Sydney Harper getting out down to Richards. Richards in the right wing here, now at the baseline. Richards being guarded by Cannon here, gets it out this time to Harper. Now Barasok has it. Now back this time to Harper, who shoots it, and that's going to be off the rim. And the rebound to Madison Hobbs down low. And we got a whistle and a travel, and that will be a turnover against Red Hill. So this start very much the same for Tracy Gray and her team. Yeah. As Flora inbounds the ball here.
And double dribble call.
Double dribble. That's going to be on Kirsten Darrow. So back-to-back turnovers there, and Red Hill gets the basketball back. 1:24 to go here in the first quarter. It's 12-0 Flora Wolfgals. As Madison Hobbs inbounds to Harper, and that pass gets tipped away, but it will stay with the Salukis as it was last touched by Flora. So Sarah Joynes will inbound this time. Actually, Madison Hobbs. Hobbs directing traffic gets it out this time to Barasok. Barasok, and that is tipped away by Heimlich and stolen. Heimlich with that steal. Now gets it out this time. And Darrow had that pass tipped away, but it looks like it's going to stay with Flora. We got a sub coming in for Flora as well. It's Jincy Binky, it looks like. And another sub coming in for the Flora Wolfgals. Jaron Allen, it looks like, is in the ball game. As Kirsten Darrow will take a seat with 4 points in the ball game. The inbound, here's a three on the way by Cam, and that's off the rim. And the rebound by the Wolfgals. That was Heimlich with that rebound, but she loses it, and that's going to go to Red Hill. That was a scramble for the ball there as Heimlich could not control the ball. And Red Hill has it with 1:03 to go here in the first quarter, down 12-0. So now Barasok brings it up court here. Gets out to Harper, now back to Barasok. Now joins with taking a shot here, no good, and the rebound comes out to the Wolfgals. But a fight for the rebound now, and Red Hill with the steal, Hobbs with the shot, no good, and the Wolfgals come up with it this time. That was Taylor Brown with that rebound. Now we're down to 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Wolfgals with the ball in a 12-0 lead. Now they go in the right wing this time. Here's Cammon with it, top the key. Cammon slowing things down, gets it out this time to Heimlich at the left baseline. Heimlich now back to Cammon. Now this time they go right wing to Allen. Now this time back to Cammon, top the key. Now Heimlich has it. Heimlich being guarded by Harper. Cross court this time to Jaron Allen. Down to 15 to go here. Here's a shot from the paint. That's going to be off and rebounded by Sarah Joynes. 10 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Red Hill brings it up top. Here's Barasok getting out this time to Harper. Now Hobbs takes a three from the right wing. That's going to be off the rim, and that ball's going to go out of bounds with 0.4 seconds to go here in the first quarter. It'll be Flora ball. So 0.4 left to go here in the first quarter. All the scoring so far by the Wolfgals, 12-0. As Flora will inbound here to end the first quarter, and there's the buzzer. So, after one quarter of play on the Port Blighty scoreboard, it's the Flora Wolfgals leading this one over the Red Hill Lady Salukis by a score of 12-0. We're back in 1 minute with the second quarter. You're listening to Red Hill Girls Basketball on The Legend.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport. The Port and Blondie's. Two great places, now at one location. 1170 Adams Street in Bridgeport. Come in from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and try some of the area's best home-cooked food made to order for you and your family. Wednesday specials are lasagna, spaghetti and meatballs, or chicken Alfredo. Every Wednesday is Mom's Night. Any mom that comes in with her family gets the special at half price. At the Port and Blondie's, let them show you why they are the place to be.
Tonight's game brought to you by Scott's HealthMart Pharmacy, Lawrence County's only locally owned and operated pharmacy, caring for you and about you. Red Hill inbounds to start the second quarter. They trail this one 12-0. Madison Hobbs has it in the right wing, gets it out to Bowersock. Bowersock now rolls out top of the key. Now this time Harper has it. Harper back to Bowersock here. They feed it down low to Richards, then a whistle here.
I'm going to call a foul, reach-in foul against Flora.
And so that will be the second foul against number five, Kristen Darrow, and the fourth against the team. So Red Hill will inbound here, and they get out this time to Bowersock. Bowersock with the ball here, gets it out to Joins in the right wing. Now this time Hobbs has it back to Bowersock. Bowersock cross court this time. That pass is tipped away, and can Flora save it? Yes, they do. That was a good save right there by Kristen Darrow.
Trying to make cross court pass, and it was tipped away.
And Kamen gets it out back this time to Darrow. Now this time here's Allen with it, being guarded by Bowersock. Now they get it out back to Darrow here. Darrow top the key, gets it out down. They feed it down low to Kamen, who shoots over Richards. No good, but draws the foul. That'll be on Richards. And that will send Sydney Kamen to the free throw line.
It'll be 2,000 Kylie Richards, team's fifth.
And so Sydney Kamen still trying to get her first point of the game.
Yeah, Gracie Heimlich had eight. Kristen Darrington had four.
First free throw up and no good. As we got a sub coming in for Red Hill, that'll be number 34, Allie Johnson, who actually sang the national anthem before the game. In the meantime, Sydney Kamen at the free throw line. Second free throw is up and it is good. Kamen now with her first basket of the game. And it's 13-0 Flora as this Lukey's inbound. That gets tipped away there by Kamen. And they blow the whistle. It looks like it'll be Red Hill ball. That was kind of a delayed whistle.
Yeah, it was.
There,
I thought the officials trying to get away from the out of the way there. Which ball was out of bounds. So
the inbound this time. That gets tipped away, and that goes out of bounds again. And it looks like Red Hill's going to keep it.
Yeah.
So Madison Hobbs will inbound once again. 7:06 to go here in the second quarter. It's a 13-0 lead for the Flora Wolfgals. They inbound this time, and now Bowersock. Bowersock out to Harper, now right wing, and that gets tipped off the foot of a Flora player, and that will stay again with Red Hill. That was Jincy Binky, whose foot kicked the ball out of bounds. And so a sub coming in for Flora, it's going to be Emma Walden. So Red Hill inbounds again. Down 13-0, 6:58 to go here in the half. Now this time Aston Hobbs has it, gets it out to Harper. Harper now top the key to Johnson. Now left wing, here's Bowersock with it. Now here's a three from the left wing that's on the way, and it's good. That is Madison Hobbs with the first points of the game for Red Hill, and it's 13-3. Flora still with the lead. Now Wolfgals have it. They're at the top of the key here as Darrow gets it out left wing to Allen. Now they feed it down low, this time to Binky. Now here's a three on the way by Darrow. That's going to be no good, but it looks like Darrow drew the foul there while shooting the three-pointer. And that will send Darrow to the free throw line. And that will be, it looks like, on Bowersock, her first. So Kirsten Darrow fouled while shooting that three-pointer. And that will send her to the free throw line.
She had a three-pointer and one of two from the line in the first quarter.
First free throw by Darrow's up and good. Darrow now with 5 points in the game. Tonight's game brought to you by Sanders Family Chiropractic, Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa Sanders, here to handle all of your back and neck pain. Second free throw by Kirsten Darrow is up, and it is good. Make that six now for Darrow, and she'll get a third one. Tonight's game also brought to you by WTHI-TV and Terre Haute, leading the way in the Wabash Valley. Kirsten Darrow now with 6 points in the game. Third free throw coming up. It is up, and it is good.
3 for 3.
And make that 7 points now for Kirsten Darrow. And that makes it a 16-3 lead for the Wolfgals. As Red Hill will inbound from underneath its own basket. And they wait and inbound out this time to Bowersock. Now Bowersock has it, and we got a whistle. And it looks like they're going to re-inbound, as this time Allie Johnson's brought back in. So Allie Johnson will inbound this time and get it out to Sydney Harper. Now Harper, being double-teamed here, gets it out to Bowersock. 6:17 to go, and that pass gets nearly tipped away, but Sydney Harper is able to save the ball. Now this time Hobbs has it right wing, taking a three. That's off the rim. Rebound by Joints. Can't put it back in, and Hobbs unable to save that pass. And that will be a foul against Red Hill, as Gracie Heimlich got that rebound. And so Flora will get the ball back, it looks like.
Second foul on Sarah Joins.
And the seventh on the team, and it looks like that will be a bonus foul. Mm-hmm. So Gracie Heimlich coming up to the free throw line for a 1-1.
He had 8 points in that first quarter, concluding two threes.
Heimlich at the free throw line here. First free throw is up, and it is off the rim, and Bowersock able to get the rebound for Red Hill. Down to 6 minutes to go here in the first half, as now Sydney Harper has it, gets it out back to Bowersock. Harper now this time taking a three here, and that's going to be good. Sydney Harper with her first points of the game, and that makes it 16-6, cutting the Flora lead to 10. Now this time Wolfgang's with the basketball here as they feed it down low. We got a
pushing foul,
looks like, on Sarah Joins.
That'll be her third.
That was Jensie Binky that had the ball down low, and that will send her to the free throw line.
Jasmine Robinson will come in.
As Sarah Joins takes the bench with three fouls. So in the meantime, Binky at the free throw line here. First free throw is up, and it is good. Binky now with her first points of the game. Tonight's game brought to you by Lawrence County Health Department, offering a wide range of health care services for residents in Lawrence County. Binky at the line again. Second free throw is up and good. Jensie Binky now with 2 points in the ball game, and it's 18-6 in favor of the Flora Wolfgals. As Red Hill inbounds this time to Harper, and Harper's going to be called for a travel.
Mm-hmm.
Another Red Hill turnover as Flora gets the ball back again. So Jaron Allen gets set to inbound as we have another sub coming in as Katie Moore comes into the ball game and replaces Sydney Harper. Katie Moore back in the ball game.
With two fouls early.
And the inbound to Heimlich this time, and she nearly drew the foul there on Katie Moore. Gets it out this time to Jaron Allen. Here's a shot from the left wing. That's going to be no good. That was Taylor Brown missing that shot. And Heimlich's able to come up with the steal. Red Hill had that rebound, and now Kamen has it for Flora. Now they get it down low this time. Here's the shot. That's going to be no good. And they put it back in. That was Taylor Brown with that basket right there for Flora. Her first 2 points of the game, and it's 20-6, Wolfgals. Now Red Hill with the basketball here. Here's Jaslyn Robinson getting out to Katie Moore. Moore at the baseline with 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Katie Moore here getting it out this time. Right wing, Madison Hobbs. Now flips it over this time to Bowersock. Now top the key. This time, Allie Johnson over to Katie Moore. Back to Johnson. Now Bowersock taking a three here off the front of the rim. And a fight for the rebound, and Flora comes up with it. And Flora will slow things down and not try a fast break. Now this time, Heimlich with it. They feed it down low this time. Here's the shot by Brown. That's going to be no good. But the rebound and the putback there by Jensie Binky. Binky now with 4 points in the ballgame, and it's 22-6. Wolfgals with the lead. Now Katie Moore has the ball here, getting past two defenders here, and now slowing things down. Flipping it cross-court this time to Allie Johnson. Now Bowersock over to Katie Moore, taking a three from the top of the key. That's an air ball, and that will go out of bounds and be another Red Hill turnover. Three subs coming into the game for the Flora Wolfgals. One of them is Sydney Kamen. And so Flora will inbound here. 4:06 to go here in the second quarter. It's 22-6 in favor of the Wolfgals as Heimlich gets it out left wing this time to Kamen. Kamen now back to Heimlich, who's going to take a three here. That's off the rim. And the whistle.
Foul.
Looks like they're going to call a foul on Red Hill. And that will send Heimlich to the free throw line. I can't tell if that was a shooting foul, though. It looked like it was. It was a late whistle, though. But anyway, it looks like that foul's going to be on Bowersock, her second, and the ninth against the team. First free throw by Heimlich, up and good. Heimlich now with 9 points. And a second free throw coming up. Heimlich at the free throw line. Second free throw is up, and it is good.
It must have been a three-point attempt, so.
Let's go ahead and pause for station identification. You are listening to Red Hill Girls Basketball on The Legend.
You're listening to Lady Saluki Basketball on The Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
And we are back. Gracie Heimlich hit the third free throw shot as well there as Red Hill inbounds, and a whistle is called. Looks like it's going to be a foul on Flora. Heimlich now with 11 points in the contest, and it's 25-6 Flora, and Red Hill has the basketball. So Katie Moore crosses half court with it here for Red Hill. Gets it out this time to Bowersock. Bowersock to the baseline. Now this time Madison Hobbs right wing. Now this time Katie Moore double team. Gets it out to Hobbs, who takes a three here that's off the front of the rim. And the rebound comes out to Kirsten Darrow. Now Florida fast break. Quick pass down low to Heimlich, and she clears it out to Sydney Kamen. Now Kamen has it. Here's a three on the left wing. That's going to be good, and that's Heimlich now with that three. She's got 14 points in the game, and it's 28-6, Flora.
Including three threes.
Now Red Hill with the basketball here, down by 22. Now this time Hobbs has it, shooting from the right wing. That's off the rim, and Flora can't control that rebound, and they finally come up with it. Now this time Heimlich has it, feeds it down low to Kamen, who shoots it and gets it. Sydney Kamen now 3 points in the ball game, and it's 3-6. Wolfgals on top. Now Red Hill crossing half court with it. Here's Bowersock, and that gets tipped away and stolen. Another Flora steal there. They feed it down low to Sydney Kamen, who shoots it and puts it in. Sydney Kamen with back-to-back baskets, and we have a timeout. On the Port Blaney scoreboard, 2:38 to go here in the second quarter. It's Flora 32 and the Red Hill Lady Saluki 6. We'll take a one-minute break. You're listening to Red Hill Girls Basketball on The Legend.
Best Way Express has the keys to your new career.
Call 833-BESTWAY today.
Class A CDL drivers looking for a company that will appreciate and respect you, all while making sure you get the money and home time you desire. Best Way Express is the company for you. Call 833-BESTWAY today. Best Way Express has a great benefits package with paid vacation, paid holidays, and 401k. Call 833-BESTWAY now to get the keys to your new career today.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sip It menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-thru order at Sip It Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
You're listening to Red Hill Girls Basketball, and we are back. Tonight's game brought to you by Sip It Sweet Tees, your one-stop promotional shop for all of your school spirit apparel, signs, banners, and print advertising needs. And by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, our local hospital caring for our local people. 2:37 to go here in the second quarter. Red Hill with the ball, but Flora with a 32-6 lead. Katie Moore brings the ball up court now, gets it out this time to Megan Tennis. Now they get it out right side here to Madison Hobbs. Now this time Katie Moore has it. Now back to Hobbs in the right corner. Now this time Katie Moore has it again. And that ball gets tipped away, but it's going to be Red Hill ball.
Yeah, Moore and Hobbs were playing catch there in the right-hand corner.
And that was Heimlich, it looked like, tipping the ball away for Flora. Heimlich so far with 14 points in the game and also playing good defense. It's now Red Hill inbounds here, and Katie Moore has the ball. In the right wing, gets it out this time to Hobbs in the right corner. But here's a three on the way by Moore. That's no good, and the rebound comes out to Flora. That was Emma Walden with that rebound, and the Wolfgals have the basketball. Now this time Heimlich has it in the left wing, takes a three, and that's good. Nothing but net for Heimlich. She's got 17 now in the contest, and it's 35-6 in favor of the Wolfgals. So now Katie Moore will bring the ball across the court. Gets it out to Tennis. Now right wing. Here's Hobbs getting it out to Katie Moore. Now Hobbs back in the corner. This time back to Moore. Moore at the baseline. Gets it out back to Hobbs in the corner. Flora going man-to-man this time here as Katie Moore has it. Gets sandwiched by two defenders and gets it out to the corner. Here's Hobbs now. Hobbs feeds it down low this time to Johnson. Now cross-court to Tennis. Tennis now at the baseline, gets it out to Bowersock, top the key. Now here's a three on the way from the right wing by Hobbs. That's in and out, and the rebound comes out to Tennis. Tennis being double-teamed and gets it out to the left corner here. Now Katie Moore has it. Moore now cross-court this time to Hobbs, who's going to shoot it from the right wing. That's going to be off, and the rebound comes out to the Wolves. Now they flip it down low this time to Kevin, who shoots it, gets the basket, and the and one. That was Sydney Kamen with that basket, and she draws the foul. That will send her to the free throw line. Kamen now has 7 points in the contest, as Kylie Richards will be back in the ballgame and replace Caitlin Bowersock. Tracy Gray, it looks like, not happy with that sequence of play.
Mm-mm, no.
Or of this entire game. In the meantime, Sydney Kamen with 7 points in the ballgame. At the free throw line. Her free throw is up and good. Make that 8 points for Sydney Kamen.
That's 22 straight points for Florida. It was 16-6, now 38-6.
That's right. Red Hill had cut the lead to 10, but now it's up to a 32-point lead for the Florida Wolfgals. Under 50 seconds to go here in the half as Red Hill has the basketball as Johnson clears it out of the corner. Now this time to Katie Moore. Now Hobbs has it at the baseline. Now back to Moore, top the key. Now back to Hobbs at the baseline here. Hobbs gets it out this time to Tennis in the right corner. They feed it down low to Richards here, who breaks the double team and shoots it and gets it. That breaks the scoring drought right there. Ends the 22 unanswered point streak as Kylie Richards has her first 2 points of the ball game, and it's 38-8 now Flora. Now Wolfgals with the basketball here as they get out to the left wing this time to Heimlich. Heimlich now out this time to Allen. Now back to Heimlich in the left wing. Now Binky in the left wing feeds it down low this time. Back to Binky. Here's a three on the way by Heimlich that's off the rim. And Johnson's just going to let it go out of bounds. And that will go to the Red Hill Lady Salukis with 1.5 seconds to go here in the first half. 38-8 is your score as Red Hill will just dribble out the final seconds. And that is halftime. On the Port Blondie scoreboard, we are at the half. It is the Flora Wolfgals 38 and the Red Hill Lady Salukis 8. We'll be back in 3 minutes with the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report. You're listening to Red Hill Girls Basketball on The Legend.
Shopping for new shingles is the perfect opportunity to increase your home's curb appeal. Your roof can make up more than half of your home's exterior, so it should complement your home's style, color scheme, and above all else, help protect you and your family against weather elements. At Leggett Lumber and Hardware, we are proud to offer Owens Corning shingles, including True Definition Duration Series shingles with SureNail technology. So if you're in the market for a new roof, stop by Leggett Lumber and Hardware and ask about the many features and color options of Owens Corning True Definition Duration Series shingles. We'll help you find the perfect shingle to complement your home.
Casey State Bank is a proud supporter of our area basketball teams. Preparation, teamwork, and community spirit are how you define a great basketball team. At Casey State Bank, they practice those same principles. Their dedicated and skilled staff has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business financial solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community, your bank. Casey State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
The Port and Blondie's, two great places, now at one location, 1170 Adams Street in Bridgeport. Come in from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and try some of the area's best home-cooked food made to order for you and your family. The salad bar is stocked fresh daily. They offer a special kids menu with kids 5 and under eating for free. Also serving up unlimited ice cream flavors, slushies, rich shakes, and candy-filled razzles. At the Port and Blondie's, let them show you why they are the place to be.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, our focus is on their future. We're proud to partner with others focused on teaching youth how to manage money through area financial literacy programs. Besides many sponsorships, our CMB volunteers work in Junior Achievement, the Real World, and CEO programs. We're even providing free charging stations for area college students to help make their study time easier.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And we welcome you to the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report here, live from Red Hill High School. Your score at the half on the Port Blondie scoreboard, it's the Flora Wolfgals 38 and the Red Hill Lady Salukis 8. With Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart. Let's take a look at the scoring for the first half for the Red Hill Lady Salukis and the Flora Wolfgals. First for the Lady Salukis, Sydney Harper and Madison Hobbs so far, both with 3 points in the game, and Kylie Richards so far with 2 points in the ball game. For the Flora Wolfgals, obviously a lot more scoring. Gracie Heimlich leading all Wolfgals scorers with 17 points. Cindy Kamen has 8. Kirsten Darrow has 7. Jency Bakey with 4. And Taylor Brown with 2.
And Flora led it 12-0 at the end of the first quarter. Red Hill first score, Madison Hobbs, 3, made it 13-3. And then a 3 from Cindy Harper made it 16-6. But then Flora scored the next 22 points, went up 38-6 before Kylie Richards scored right before the half to make it 38-8. Lady Salukis with 9 turnovers and 3 for Flora, 12 rebounds for Flora, and 8 for Red Hill. But Flora's been able to, on the turnovers, they've had live ball turnovers, and they've been able to capitalize on that. And they probably got 10 or 12 points off of that. Plus, let's see, they've hit 1, 2, 3, 4. They've hit 4 threes in the first half, all from Heimlich. So she's kind of putting the Heimlich maneuver on the Lady Salukis, I guess you'd say.
Yep, Gracie Heimlich so far the only scorer for either team right now in double figures, but she's got 17 points, and a lot of those points from her have come off three-pointers.
And they had two girls, Heimlich and also Chris and Darrow, were fouled shooting threes and made all three free throws. So that was kind of like a three-point basket, but got 3 points out of it. So
we've got a quick Port Blondie scoreboard update from the Washington Vincennes Lincoln game going on across the river. With 6:31 left to go in the fourth quarter, it's Washington 32 and Vincennes Lincoln 29. So that is the update from what's going on over at Alice Arena.
And they have kind of I don't say it's a slowdown game, but a low-scoring game, and kind of what you expect between Lincoln and Washington. Of course, Gene Miller, the former Lincoln coach there at Washington.
That's right. Of course, Indiana having boys' games going on tonight as the girls' sectionals are on tap for Friday night over in the Hoosier State. Of course, speaking of postseason, the Red Hill and Lawrenceville girls will be in Mount Carmel next week for the IHSA regionals.
Right.
So their postseason getting ready to kick off.
And that'll be Monday night at Mount Carmel.
Yep. And, of course, the Red Hill boys will be in action tomorrow at Neoga. You and I will be there. You can listen to us tomorrow. We'll be on the air at about 7:15, so be sure to join us.
And Brett Hartman and I will be here at Bridgeport on Saturday night for a non-conference game against Sisney. And a reminder there, the junior varsity game starts at 5. So the varsity contest will probably go somewhere around 6:15.
And, of course, you can listen to all Red Hill boys basketball games right here on The Legend, 99.3 FM and 9:10 a.m. So be sure to join us for tomorrow's game against Neoga. And, of course, you and Brett for the boys game against Sisney on Saturday night.
I believe Neoga's at 500 at 10-10. They had a big win early in the season. I think beat Cumberland because Cumberland's one of the better teams. But on Tuesday night, they lost at North Clay by 4 points. We've seen North Clay play a couple times down at Wayne City. So looking at Neoga, not a, an extremely large team as far as height-wise. Nobody listed over 6'2". Of course, I don't know how, you know, how coaches list team, list players. Some of them may be 6'3", 6'4", but they list them maybe a little shorter. But that's what the Niyoga, Victor, the Indians.
Well, so it'll be a good one. We'll see what happens tomorrow night. This has been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report. When we come back after this two-minute break, we'll bring you the second half girls action between the Red Hill Lady Salukis and Flora Wolfgals. You're listening to Red Hill Girls Basketball on The Legend.
I'm Gene Allen. I'm the clinic practice manager at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic. One thing I think sets apart our clinic is, you know, even though our physicians have their own practice, they're one clinic. So, you know, if you call to get in and, you know, that doctor's out or their schedule's full, then you have the access to get into one of our other providers to get care that day. You know, we try to look at community needs, and one of the needs was our acute care clinic that we added. That gives people access that might work during the day, and that gives them access to health care in the evenings and on the weekends. We've also added a pain clinic, which was a need in our community. So we're looking to grow, and we're looking to get better. And our physicians and providers, mid-levels, they work very, very well with one another. And we try to make it a family atmosphere when we go in there. We want you to be comfortable with your care. We want you to be comfortable with our providers.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Tuesday, February 6th,
People's State Bank presents
At the Plate.
The Red Hill Salukis will host the Lawrenceville Indians in boys basketball, and you get in free.
That's right, free.
Thanks to People's State Bank. Lawrenceville and Red Hill High School Fellowship of Christian Athletes groups will be hosting a food drive at both schools leading up to the game, and ask that anyone coming to the game bring a food item to donate to Fish and Loaves. It's Tuesday, February 6th.
At the Plate.
When the Salukis host the Indians, don't miss the action.
It's At the Plate. February 6th.
Everybody gets in free thanks to People's State Bank.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lady Saluki Basketball on The Legend, brought to you by Rutgers Candy. Take time for family and prayer, and always give praise. And the Port Blondies in Bridgeport, the place to eat for a great meal or just a treat. And by Varner Service Center, offering all the automotive services that your vehicle needs. So we start the third quarter with Rob McKinley. I'm Adam Reinhart. It's a 38-8 lead for the Flora Wolfgals as they will inbound to start the third quarter of play. So Kirsten Dara has it left wing, gets it out this time to Kamen. Now cross court this time. Now Heimlich top the key. Here's a three on the way. That's going to be good. And that is going to be number 10, Jaren Allen, with that three, her first basket of the game. And that makes it 41-8 in favor of the Wolfgals. Now Red Hill with the balls. Tennis feeds it down low to Richards. That's tipped away, but we're going to have a foul called on the Wolfgals. And that'll be on Gracie Heimlich, it looks like, her first, and the team's first of the half. So they inbound this time to Sarah Joins, who catches it on her head, gets it out to Tennis, who shoots it and scores. Megan Tennis with her first points of the game, and that makes it 41-10. Flora still with the lead. Heimlich, top the key, gets it out this time to Darrow. Darrow at the baseline cross court this time. Here's a three by Heimlich that's off the rim. Rebound, though, and they can't put it back in, but she gets her own rebound, and that's Emma Walden putting it back in. Emma Walden with her first basket of the game, and it's 43-10 in favor of the Flora Wolfgals. Katie Moore with the ball being guarded here by Gracie Heimlich. Heimlich tried to go for the steal there, and they get it out this time to Sarah Joins. Joins in the right corner this time, driving down low. Now cross court, and that pass is tipped away, looked like by Jaren Allen, as Red Hill will keep the ball. Madison Hobbs will inbound for the Lady Salukis here. Hobbs waits and gets it out to Katie Moore. Now Katie Moore gets it out this time to Megan Tennis, top the key. They feed it down low to Richards. Now right wing here, Sarah Joins. Joins, that pass is tipped away by Allen, but Katie Moore is able to come up with it. Moore now being guarded here by Heimlich. Moore gets it out. That pass is tipped away and stolen by Heimlich. That was Kirsten Darrow tipping that pass, and Heimlich comes up with the steal. Now here's a three from the left wing here. That's off, but that's going to be a foul on Red Hill. And that will send Heimlich, it looks like, to the free throw line.
And it may be three, I'm not sure.
It is actually number five, Kirsten Darrow, that will go to the free throw line. And that foul will be on Megan Tennis. That'll be her second. And the first on the team this half. First free throw by Darrow. Up and good. Darrow now with 8 points in the ball game. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Jay's Hilltop Grill, serving breakfast and lunch daily and dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evenings. Second free throw by Darrow. Up and it goes in.
Okay, there was just a two-shot one then.
So that's 9 points now for Kirsten Darrow, and that makes it 45-10, Wolf Gals. Now the Lady Salukis here with the basketball as Katie Moore gets it out to Sarah Joins. Now they feed it down to Richards, but she loses it, and Darrow comes up with the steal. Now a two-on-one, and Darrow lays it in. Darrow now in double figures. She's got 11, and it's 47-10, Wolf Gals. Now Red Hill in transition as Tennis has the ball here at the baseline. Flips it out to Katie Moore, and this time Katie Moore drives down low. Shoots over Walden. That's no good. And Jaren Allen with the rebound for the Wolf Gals. Now this time Heimlich has it as the Wolf Gals are in transition. Gets out to the left wing. Here's a three on the way by Darrow, and she got it. Darrow now with 14 points in the ball game, and it's 50-10 in favor of the Wolf Gals.
She's got 8 points this quarter, or 7 points this quarter.
She and Heimlich both in double figures so far as Red Hill feeds it down low this time to Richards, who shoots it and gets it.
Kyler made a nice move to the basket.
She got that one over Sydney Kamen as Richards now has 4 points in the ballgame, and it's 50-12, Wolf Gals. Heimlich gets it out left wing to Darrow, who's going to take a three. That's off the rim. Fight for the rebound. And Madison Hobbs steps out of bounds as she had the rebound. And that is going to be Flora Ball. Sub coming in for Flora. That'll be Jency Bickey coming into the game. She's got 4 points so far in the game. And the Wolf Gals will inbound. They get out to Kamen, who's going to take a three here from the baseline. She got it. Kamen now with 11 points in the ball game, and it's 53-12. It has been all Flora so far in this game. As Katie Moore crosses court, gets it out this time to Megan Tennis. Now right corner here, Sarah Joins, and that ball gets tipped away. And it looks like Red Hill will keep the ball. Another sub coming in for the Wolf Gals. Sophia Heath in the ball game for the first time. As Jaren Allen will take a seat on the bench.
I've been officially 8 threes for Flora.
And we got a whistle, and it looks like it's going the other way. We got a foul, it looks like, away from the ball.
Kylie Richards, I think.
And that'll be her third, as well as the second team foul. And so Flora inbounds, they have the ball, and a 41-point lead. Now this time, Darrow gets it out this time to Heimlich. Heimlich at the baseline, cross court this time, they feed it. Down low to Kamen, who shoots it, no good, and a fight for the rebound. That gets blocked away. That was Hobbs with that block, but Heimlich takes a three. That's off the front of the rim, but Heath with the rebound can't put it back in, and Richards gets the rebound and has to wrestle for it.
Yep.
And we got a whistle. It looks like it's going to be a
foul ball,
on Flora.
I think it's a jump ball, I think.
So Red Hill will keep the ball, and that was a jump ball, yep. So now this time, Salukis with the ball. Kylie Richards drives down low, shoots over two defenders, no good.
She's going to go to the free throw line.
As she drew the foul right there.
It'll be the first time the Salukis have been at the free throw line.
And that foul is going to be on Sophia Heath. That'll be her first foul. So that will send Kylie Richards to the free throw line. She's got 4 points so far in the game. First free throw is up, and it bounces out. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Casey State Bank, your community, your bank. Richards at the free throw line again for a second free throw. It is up, and it is good. That was nothing but net as Richards now has 5 points in the ball game, and that makes it 53-13, Flora. Now this time, Wolf Gals with the ball as Heimlich gets it out to Kamen. Now cross-court to Heimlich, who's going to shoot it from the left wing, and it's good.
That's just a two, so.
19 points in the ball game for Heimlich. And it's 55-13. Heimlich doing a lot of damage so far as Red Hill has the ball. Joins loses it in the corner. Went off her foot, I believe.
Now 12 turnovers.
And so that will be Flora Ball. Under 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Flora with the ball and a 42-point lead as Kamen gets it out cross court this time. Here's a shot from the left wing that's going to be off, and the rebound comes out to Katie Moore. Now Katie Moore in transition here, being guarded by Kamen. 3:38 to go here as Kamen tips that ball away, and that's going to stay with Red Hill as it goes out of bounds. Caitlin Bowersock and Sydney Harper back in the game as Madison Hobbs will have a seat on the bench. I take that back. It's actually Megan Tennis. Yeah.
Hobbs is going to
and Sarah Joynt as Hobbs will inbound. They get out to Bowersock in the corner. She takes a three. That goes in and out and rebounded by the Wolf Gals. That was Jaren Allen with that rebound. Now Heimlich brings the ball cross court here. Heimlich being guarded by Katie Moore gets out to the right corner this time. Now they feed it down low this time, and Richards with that block and gets the rebound. And Richards almost lost it, but is able to save the ball. Now this time Katie Moore has it here, as Katie Moore drives into the right corner. Now this time Bowersock has it. Now top the key here is Harper getting out to the left wing. Here's Hobbs. Now back to Harper. Harper out to Katie Moore this time. Moore now into the right corner. Here's Bowersock. Bowersock with the ball. Now out this time top the key, Sydney Harper. Flips it over this time back to Bowersock in the right wing. Now back to Harper. Now this time Katie Moore. Now Hobbs takes a three from the left corner. That's going to be off, and the rebound comes out the floor. That was Binky with that rebound. Now Heimlich with the ball in transition here. 55-13 Flora, 2:33 to go here in the third quarter. Now a cross-court pass this time to Jaren Allen, and we get a whistle.
Going to call a foul on Katie Moore, I think, her third.
Red Hill crowd is angry. They wanted to travel there.
Yeah, it didn't look much of a foul, I think.
Yeah.
Kind of blew the whistle. Either had to call a foul or traveling or something. So
it looked like Heimlich is now on the bench for the Flora Wolf Gal. She's got 19 points in the game, so probably a well-deserved rest.
Yeah.
So the Wolf Gals will inbound here with 2:26 to go here in the third quarter. As Walden will inbound out this time to Jaren Allen at the left baseline. That got tipped away by Bowersock, but Allen saves it. Now this time they go out to the corner. Now top of the key, here's Allen driving out to the right baseline. Gets out to the right corner. Here's a shot on the way from the baseline. That's going to be off. Taylor Brown misses that one, and the rebound comes out to Caitlin Bowersock. Now Red Hill in transition here as Bowersock has it. That gets tipped away there, and that is going to, let's see.
Be Flora ball, I think.
Flora ball, yep. That was touched by Red Hill. Good defense there, it looked like, by Emma Walden on that play. 2:01 to go here in the third quarter. It's 55-13 in favor of the Flora Wolf Gals. Now Flora with the ball here. Here's Sophia Heath with it at the free throw line. Gets it out this time to Emma Walden. Now they go to the left corner here. Now this time out to Emma Walden at the left wing. Gets it out this time, Jaren Allen. And that gets tipped away and stolen by Bowersock. Bowersock drives down low, and she draws the foul there while shooting. That will be on Jaren Allen.
Only the fourth turnover for Flora, but the first one of the first breakaways that the Lady Salukis have had.
And so that will send Bowersock to the free throw line. That'll be the second foul on Jaren Allen and the third against the team this half. Bowersock at the line. First free throw is up and off. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, serving Lawrence County for over 10 years. Bristol McAllister in the game for the Flora Wolf Gals. Second free throw up by Bowersock is up and good. Bowersock with her first point of the game, and it's 55-14. Now Flora with the basketball here. As they go top the key this time as Walden has it. Walden being guarded by Harper here. Gets it out to this time to the right wing. Now Taylor Brown has it. Brown shoots it from just outside the paint. That's going to be off. And Richards controls the rebound. We got a whistle. She stepped on the line, it looked like.
Looks like it, yeah.
And so that will be Flora ball. 1:19 to go here in the third quarter. It's 55-14 Wolf Gals. As they will inbound from underneath the basket. They get out to the left corner this time. Now out this time to Taylor Brown at the top of the key. Brown being double-teamed. Gets it out to Heath. Heath now drives out to the paint. Here's a shot on the way. That's going to be off. That was Brown missing that shot. And Madison Hobbs comes up with the rebound. 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. It's a 41-point lead for the Flora Wolf Gals. That got tipped away and stolen right there by Bristol McAllister. And we got a whistle immediately. And it looks like that's going to be a foul on the Lady Salukis.
I think it's on Allie Johnson.
And that'll be her first.
Team's fourth.
And so Flora will inbound and get it out this time. Now they have to top the key. Now Taylor Brown has it at the right baseline here, being guarded by Sydney Harper. Brown caught cross-court pass there. That goes out of bounds as Sophia Heath could not control that pass. And that will be a floor turnover. 40.9 to go here in the third quarter. 55-14, Flora with the lead. Now Bowersock has it for the Salukis. Gets it out to Harper. Now Hobbs in the left corner here. She's going to shoot it. It's a two. That's off. Rebound by Harper, though, and she puts it back in. Sydney Harper now with 5 points in the ballgame, and it's 55-16. Flora still with the lead here. 20 seconds to go here. In the third, a fight for the rebound. That's going to be a jump ball, it looks like. Yeah. And the possession arrow will keep it with Flora.
So you see, not scoring the first quarter. They had 8 points in the second and eight in the third.
16.6 to go here in the third. It's Flora with the ball. If they want, they can just hold for the last shot. And it looks like that's what they may do. We're down to 10 seconds.
Turn it over.
Kylie Richards with the steal. She drives down low. She's going to shoot it. Can't get the basket, but draws the foul. And that will send Kylie Richards to the free throw line. And so Richards will be at the free throw line with 3.9 to go here in the third quarter. That foul was on Bristol McAllister. That'll be her first. And Richards at the free throw line. First free throw by Richards. It's up and good. 6 points now for Kylie Richards. She leads all Red Hill scores. And second free throw coming up for Richards. It's up, and it is no good. It goes in and out, and Bowersock can't come up with it. It goes out of bounds, and it'll be Flora ball with 2.5 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And we got a, looks like she stepped, I think. Referee told her she couldn't do something.
Well, she must have moved.
Yep. Looked like she stepped away from the out-of-bounds line.
Yeah, you can move front and back, but you can't move side to side or one step or whatever it takes.
So Hobbs inbounds out to Bowersock, who gets it before the buzzer. Bowersock with that two-point basket right before the buzzer, and that's the end of the third quarter. On the Port Blundy scoreboard, after three quarters of play, it's the Flora Wolf Gals 55 and the Red Hill Lady Salukis 19. We'll take a one-minute break and be back with the fourth quarter. You're listening to Red Hill Girls Basketball on The Legend.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Hilltop Grill and Bar in Bridgeport, Illinois wants to see you and your family this week. They're the hot spot for dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights with all you can eat, catfish and walleye, juicy pork chops, tender steaks, delicious frog legs, and a slew of other choices on their expanded menu. Hilltop serves up their 7-spice blend fried chicken every Friday night. Dinner begins at 4, also serving breakfast and lunch daily. Make sure you get to the Hilltop in Bridgeport. Great food, cold drinks, hot games, and family-friendly atmosphere.
Madison Hobbs inbounds out to Caitlin Bowersock to start the fourth quarter. With Ron McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhardt. It's 55-19 Flora, but Red Hill has the basketball. Now Hobbs in the left corner here. That gets tipped and stolen away. That was Taylor Brown with that steal. And now this time Emma Walden has it for the Flora Wolf Gals. It has been all Wolf Gals so far in this ball game. Now this time they have it in the left corner. Now Walden has it top the key. Feeds it down low to Heath in the paint. Now they get it out this time. And Taylor Brown has it top the key. Now flips it over to the left wing this time. Here's Emma Walden. Now this time here's Heath with it in the paint. Gets it out. Here's a shot on the way by Brown. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes out to Madison Hobbs. So the Red Hill Lady Salukis with the ball here on senior night. Down by 36. Top the key here is Bowersock with it being double teamed. Dan gets it out to Sydney Harper. Harper now back to Bowersock. Top the key. Bowersock being triple-teamed and gets down to Allie Johnson. Now right corner, here's Madison Hobbs with it. Now this time, it's back to Hobbs. She's going to take a three here. That's off the rim. Rebound, though, by Bowersock. She can't put it back in. Hobbs with the rebound, and she puts it back in. Bowersock now with 5 points in the ball game, and it's 55-21.
Is that Hobbs or Bowersock?
Hobbs.
Hobbs, okay.
I take that back. That's actually Bowersock.
Okay.
So now Flora with the basketball here. They feed it down low this time. Now here's a three on the way. That's going to be off. That was Brown missing that shot and rebounded by the Wolf Cows, but we got a jump ball. So a couple of subs coming in for Red Hill. Looks like Katie Moore is back in the game, as is Megan Tennis. 55-21 is your score.
A couple more substitutes for Flora.
6:25 to go here in the game, as Flora will inbound from underneath the basket. And they get it out this time into the left wing. Emma Griffith in the game as Heimlich now has the ball. Feeds it cross court this time. Now back to Heimlich in the right wing. She's going to take a three here. That's off the rim. And a fight for the rebound. And it's going to come out to Emma Griffith. Now Griffith has it. Gets it out this time to Kirsten Darrow. Darrow being double teamed here. Feeds it down low. That's stolen away by Richards. Richards on the fast break here. Shoots it and gets the basket. Richards now with 8 points in the ball game, and that makes it 55-23. Under 6 minutes to go here in the ball game as they feed it down low, this time to Heath. Now they get out to the left wing. Here's Heimlich. Now this time it's Griffiths out to Darrow on the right wing. Now here's a shot in the way from the right baseline. That's going to be off and rebounded in the left wing by Griffiths, who misses that putback, and Madison Hobbs comes up with the rebound. 5:30 to go here in the fourth quarter, and we have a whistle, and it was tipped away, I believe, by Flora.
Yeah.
And Red Hill will keep the ball. So the Lady Salukis with the basketball here, down by 32. As Megan Tennis gets it out, and that is stolen away by Heimlich. Heimlich with another steal. She gets it out to Darrow here. Darrow out to the left wing. Here's a shot that's going to be no good, and Kylie Richards with the rebound. 5:10 to go here in the ball game. Red Hill with the ball, down 55-23. You get out to the corner to Allie Johnson. Now the cross-court pass here to Madison Hobbs. Now out to Megan Tennis here. And that pass is tipped away there by Kirsten Darrow, and Red Hill will keep the basketball. Couple of subs coming in for the Wolf Gals. Number 10, Jaron Allen, is back in the game, as is number 30, Cody Propes, I believe.
And another player coming in. That's number 25, I believe. That's Benke.
Jinsey Benke. She's got 4 points so far as Red Hill inbounds the ball. Hobbs has it in the left corner. She takes a three here. That's off the front of the rim. And Flora comes up with the rebound. Here's McAllister driving down low. Shoots it. No good. Off the rim. And a rebound there by Allen as she gets fouled shooting the basketball. And that will send Jaron Allen, who has 3 points so far in the game, to the free throw line. And that foul will be on Madison Hobbs. That'll be her first. And so Jaron Allen will be at the free throw line. Her first free throw will be up, and it is good. Allen now with 4 points in the ball game, and it's 56-23. Wolf Gals with the lead as Sarah Joynes gets set to come back into the game. And now Joynes does come back into the game, and Richards takes a seat on the bench. Richards so far leading all Red Hill scores with 8 points in the ball game. In the meantime, Jaron Allen, free throw line. Second free throw is up, and it bounces in. Allen now with 5 points, and it's a 57-23 Wolf Gal lead.
Yeah, Flora's been good at the free throw line.
That's for sure. Now Megan Tennis gets it out to Hobbs in the corner. Now this time it's Katie Moore at the baseline. Back to Hobbs in the left corner. Feeds it down low to Joynes, and that's stolen away. That was tipped and stolen away by Emma Griffith. And now the Wolf Gals have the ball. Now this time they're at the left baseline. They get out this time, cross-court pass. Now top of the key, here's Griffith. Here's a shot on the way from the left wing. That's going to be off. And the rebound down low by the Wolf Gals. And that gets blocked away right there by Sarah Joynes.
And
she's able
it.
To save it. How about that? Good play there by Sarah Joynes. A block and a save. 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. We got a foul on Flora coming up, as Katie Moore had the basketball there. And that'll be the fifth team foul against Flora, and that'll be on Bristol McAllister, her second. Jaron Allen, in the meantime, will come out of the game, as will Jinsey Bickey for the Wolf Gals. And Red Hill will inbound as Madison Hobbs gets it out this time to Megan Tennis. Tennis drives down low, gets out to the left corner to Allie Johnson. Johnson now this time out to Katie Moore, top the key. Moore drives down to the paint, shoots it, and no good. And the rebound comes out to Reagan Henson. Now, that ball got tipped away by the Lady Salukis there. Looked like Katie Moore and Megan Tennis were chasing after the ball, but it goes out of bounds. And we will have a timeout taken by the Wolf Gals. On the Port Blenny scoreboard, 3:42 to go in the game. It's Flora 57 and Red Hill 23. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Red Hill Girls Basketball on The Legend.
Scott's Healthmark Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, has been caring for Lawrence County residents for more than 30 years. Scott's Healthmark Pharmacy is the oldest continually operated pharmacy in our area. We're committed to providing the service and care that you can only find from a locally owned community pharmacy. I'm pharmacist Ernie Rolls at Scott's Healthmark Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. See us today in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Stay tuned after the game. We'll give you our Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game and Ambrough Federal Credit Union Sub of the Game and hear from Red Hill Girls Coach Tracy Gray. That's coming up after the game. Now they feed it down low. Flora has the ball, and that shot is missed and recovered by Sarah Joins. Now Red Hill with the basketball here as Katie Moore has it. Now top the key. Gets out left wing to Madison Hobbs, who's going to shoot it, and that's going to be off the rim. And Flora loses that rebound. Now fight for it. We're going to have another jump ball, it looks like.
I think it's Red Hill ball this time, so.
So Lukies do have the possession arrow. And Madison Hobbs, it looks like, will inbound. So Hobbs down low underneath the basket. And that pass is tipped away and stolen. That's Emma Griffith with that steal. She drives down low, and that pass is tipped away by Sarah Joyne. No, it's going to go to Red Hill.
Yep.
So with 3:11 to go here in the basketball game, it's 57-23. Flora, Red Hill has the basketball. Katie Moore will have the ball and cross half court with it. Rolls out to the right wing. Now gets it out to Allie Johnson. And we got a foul immediately by Flora, and that will be on Taylor Brown.
I think I called it out of bounds. Turnover. Yes. Red Hill.
That was good defense there by Taylor Brown, so that will be a turnover, yep.
The officials started walking down the other way, so.
3 minutes to go here in the ball game. It's 57-23. Flora with the ball and the lead. They go in the right wing this time. They slow things down, get out to the left wing. Wolfgang spraying the ball around here as they drive down low. That shot is no good. Rebound, though. And that will be a foul against Red Hill, and that will send Taylor Brown to the free throw line. And that'll be the sixth team foul, it looks like, against Red Hill. And that will be on Sarah Joins, her fourth. So, Taylor Brown at the free throw line. Her first free throw is up, and it is good. It bounced off the rim, onto the backboard, and into the basket. Kylie Richards comes into the ballgame, as does Bowersock. As Megan Tennis and Madison Hobbs, the two seniors, come out of the game. Mm-hmm. 58-23. Second free throw by Brown. Up and no good, and Sarah Joints comes up with the rebound. Down to 2:34 to go here in the basketball game. Katie Moore crosses half court with it, drives down low, shoots it over two defenders, misses that layup. Richards with the rebound. That goes up into the air. And finally, Red Hill comes up with it. That was Johnson coming up with it. Now this time it's Bowersock with the ball, getting it out to Johnson. Johnson feeds it down low, and that shot is missed by Joins, and that is a rebound by Flora. That was Probst with that rebound for the Wolf Gals, and now they're in transition here. Now this time it's Emma Griffith with it, getting out to the right wing. Wolf Gals again spraying the ball around here. Under 2 minutes to go here in the game. That shot is missed. And a fight for the rebound. We got another jump ball. So a couple more subs coming in for Red Hill. Number 25, Kenneth Duncan, coming into the game. For the Lady Salukis, as Allie Johnson comes out of the game.
And I believe Jaslyn Robinson back in the game.
Sarah Joins also taking a seat on the bench. So Flora will inbound out to Griffith this time. Now Heath has it. They feed it down low, and that is tipped away and stolen. That was Jaslyn Robinson with that steal. Down to 1:40 to go here in the ball game. Katie Moore feeds it down low to Richards here. Gets triple teamed, and we got a jump ball. And it looks like that's going to be over to the Red Hill Salukis. We've got a final score here on the Port Plenty scoreboard. The Washington Hatchets win it over the Lincoln Alices, 50-46. And the inbound, and we got another whistle here, and it looks like it's going the other way. That'll be Flora basketball here. And that ball gets tipped away almost immediately by Katie Moore as Flora was inbounding. And Flora will again keep the basketball here with 1:30 to go here in the ball game. Sydney Harper coming in the game for Red Hill. And she will replace Katie Moore. And by the way, that final score from the Lincoln Washington game was from WAMW, our sister station, over in Washington as the Hatchets are victorious. So now the Wolf Gals with the basketball here as this time Griffiths has it. And that pass gets stolen away. Red Hill now with the basketball. That was Emma Stanescu with that steal for Red Hill. Now this time Bowersock has it in the right wing. Gets it out this time to Stanescu. Now top the key. Here's Duncan. And that pass gets tipped away. And that will stay with the Lady Salukis. So some very stingy defense on both sides, even with a 35-point lead for Flora. Here's a three on the way by Duncan. That is short. And that's rebounded by Griffith as the Wolf Gals have another rebound. So now we're under a minute to go here in the ball game as Bowersock nearly had that steal. Now McAllister has it, drives down low, and gets it out this time to the baseline. Now this time Griffith has it, feeds it out, and that is stolen away by Bowersock. Down to 40 seconds here in the ball game. 58-23 lead for Flora. Red Hill with the basketball. Final home game of the season for the Lady Salukis. As this time Stanescu gets it out this time to Harper. Now back to Stanescu in the right wing. Here's a shot by Bowersock from left wing. No good. She gets her own rebound, though. Can't put it back in. And the Wolf Gals with the rebound. Now we're down to 15 seconds here as they quickly feed it down low on the fast break. No good. And Jaslyn Robinson comes up with the rebound for Red Hill. We're down to 7 seconds, though, as Bowersock has it with 5. She's going to take a 3. That's a whistle, though, and a travel. Yep. So 3.8 to go here as Flora will pick up the victory here. Red Hill will drop to 3-15 overall and 0-8 in the conference as Flora will inbound. Down to 1 second, a half-court prayer that's going to be off, and that's the ball game. So your final score on the Port Plenty scoreboard, the Flora Wolf Gals win it over the Red Hill Lady Salukis by a final score of 58-23. As Flora gets the victory and improves to 14-12 overall and 4-4 in the LIC. And Red Hill will drop to 4-14 overall and 0-8 in the conference. We'll take a 3-minute break and be back with our Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game and Amberall Federal Credit Union Sub of the Game. And we hope to hear from Red Hill Girls Basketball Coach Tracy Gray. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. You're listening to Red Hill Girls Basketball on The Legend.
Best Way Express has the keys to your new career.
Call 833-BESTWAY today.
Class A CDL drivers looking for a company that will appreciate and respect you, all while making sure you get the money and home time you desire. Best Way Express is the company for you.
Call 833-BESTWAY today.
Best Way Express has a great benefits package with paid vacation, paid holidays, and 401k. Call 833-BESTWAY now to get the keys to your new career today.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
I am Valerie Burns, MD. I am one of the primary care providers at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. I am board certified in family medicine. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital is a facility that is staffed by many of the physicians whom you have grown up with and who know the ins and outs of your care. These are patients that many of our providers have seen for many years, go to church with, see at ball games, attend their children's functions, and who also see at our long-term care facilities. We provide the best care for our local residents by getting to see them regularly, knowing the ins and outs of their care, knowing them as people. After you get out, we follow patients both outside the home and in our local rehab and nursing facilities as well to provide the best outcomes after hospitalization. Certain surrounding facilities use a hospitalist program where you may see a different hospitalist every day. It doesn't provide the same level of familiarity or continuity of care as seeing the same doctor on a daily basis.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Ambrol Federal Credit Union. When you're a member, you are a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Ambrol Federal Credit Union is now offering a Christmas loan special. Don't put Christmas on a high interest rate credit card this year. Come see us. Waco listeners can qualify for interest rates as low as 5.99%. With rates this low, you can't afford to miss this offer. Ambrol Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's only member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Membership eligibility required. Ambrol Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sip It menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-through order at Sip It Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
And once again, your final score on the Port Pliny scoreboard, the Flora Wolf Gals win it over the Red Hill Lady Salukis by a score of 58-23 as Red Hill drops to 3-15 overall and 0-8 in the Little Illini Conference, and the Flora Wolf Gals improve to 14-12 overall and 4-4 in the LIC. Really quickly, let's go ahead and give you our Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game and Ambrol Federal Credit Union Sub of the Game. We've decided to do something special tonight for senior night. We're going to honor our two seniors. Our Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game is going to be Madison Hobbs.
Right, and the sub of the game will be
Megan Tennis. Ambrol Federal Credit Union sub of the game is going to be Megan Tennis. And I think that's a pretty appropriate idea because, you know, it's been a tough season for this team. They've obviously fought through a lot.
Right.
You know, it's certainly not been a pleasant season, but these two seniors deserve a lot of credit for everything they've put together.
Right.
You know, their certain dedication to this team.
There are a lot of evenings practicing and in summer times, things like that, and they put a lot of time in it. So
Madison Hobbs, our Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game, and Megan Tennis, our Ambrol Federal Credit Union Sub of the Game for the Red Hill Lady Salukis. Let's go ahead and recap the scoring really quickly for the Lady Salukis and Wolf Gals. The Lady Salukis were led by Kylie Richards, who finished the ball game with 8 points in the game. Caitlin Bowersock and Sydney Harper both had 5 points each. Madison Hobbs had 3, and Megan Tennis had 2. And for the Flora Wolf Gals, they were led by Gracie Heimlich, who had 19 points in the ball game. Kirsten Darrow had 14. Sydney Cammon had 11. Jaren Allen had 5. Jincy Binky had 4. Emma Walden had 2. And Taylor Brown also had 2.
Yeah, and the Lady Salukis trailed 12-0 at the end of the first quarter. It was 38-8 at the half, and then 55-19 after three quarters. Only 7 points scored in the fourth quarter combined. So Flora out-rebounded Red Hill 27-20. Lady Salukis committed 19 turnovers to 12 for the Flora Wolf Gals. And like I said, the three-point shooting there from Flora, especially early, gave him that big lead. And, of course, having trouble scoring when you don't score a lot of points anyway and you're down 12-0. It's difficult to make any kind of a comeback, and that was the case tonight.
And, of course, at one point in the first half, it was actually a 10-point lead for Flora, and Red Hill cut it all the way down to 10. But after that, the Flora Wolf Gals actually outscored the Lady Salukis 22-0.
Yeah, it was 16-6.
And then it was 38-6
before Red Hill scored right before the end of the half. So, but Red Hill, the quarters of 0, 8, 11, and 4. Flora with the quarters of 12, 22, 17, and 3.
That certainly adds up to a Flora Wolf Gal victory. And we will take another 2-minute break and be back, we hope, with Red Hill girls basketball coach Tracy Gray. And we'll also give you a preview of the upcoming IHSA regional with the Red Hill Lady Salukis. We'll be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill girls basketball on The Legend.
Hi, my mommy and daddy are Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa from Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville.
We're a local family and they like to help people. Mom and dad take care of friendly local folks and make them feel better. Some folks have neck pain and back pain. Others have pain in other places.
We're never ever a pain, are we, mommy and daddy?
If you have neck, back, or other pains, please call us at 618-943-4949. Or visit us at 1525 Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Hilltop Grill and Bar in Bridgeport, Illinois wants to see you and your family this week. They're the hot spot for dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights with all you can eat catfish and walleye, juicy pork chops, tender steaks, delicious frog legs, and a slew of other choices on their expanded menu. Hilltop serves up their 7-spice blend fried chicken every Friday night. Dinner begins at 4, also serving breakfast and lunch daily. Make sure you get to the Hilltop in Bridgeport. Great food, cold drinks, hot games, and family-friendly atmosphere.
Are you the one that's always prepared, always thinking ahead? Then you're probably the one who's done your homework and compared Citizens National Bank of Albion's zero to low fees to the other banks. There's a reason we're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area. We take a no-fluff, no-nonsense approach to banking. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals and go over your banking products and services and compare fees. You'll be glad you did.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
And once again, your final score on the Port Blundy scoreboard. The Red Hill Lady Salukis come up short, 58-23 against the Flora Wolf Gals. And we are joined now by Red Hill girls basketball coach Tracy Gray. Obviously, pretty much more of the same. You know, you're playing a really good Flora team. Obviously, another bad start certainly doesn't help. And certainly something you were hoping not to see tonight, but pretty much more of the same.
Yeah, we struggled a little bit with the press, but sometimes it wasn't even that we had bad shots. We just couldn't get the lid off the basket. Maddie Hobbs had several open looks, but there was just a lid on the basket that we couldn't get off. I saw some positive things. Allie Johnson gave us good minutes. I felt like Kylie came in and gave us good minutes. She's been working on being better balanced and making moves in a more positive way. And so Kat Bowersock has come a long way for us. She's looking to score more from the outside, and that will help us going forward. But, yeah, you're right.
I did want to ask you about your seniors, Megan Tennis and Madison Hobbs. You know, they certainly deserve a lot of credit for their dedication and everything they put together, considering it's been a rough season, and obviously you wanted a better result for them tonight, but you certainly have to give the seniors credit for what they've done this year.
Well, anytime you go through a season like this, you got to give props to kids that stick it out and put the work in, and this isn't an easy sport to play, and I'm sure a lot of people will tell you I'm not an easy person to play for. But if I had to, those two girls probably have as much heart as anyone. I mean, they always give their best. I never have to worry about them not giving their best. They do the right things. But if I had to give one word to describe those two in a nutshell, it'd be perseverance. They haven't always had the best of times in this 4 years, but they've persevered. They stayed the course. They finished what they started. And I will tell you that in society today, you know, a lot of kids, when things don't go well, would be ready just to give up and quit, and a lot of times they do. And that's just not in those kids, and they will be missed. They will be missed for a lot for that perseverance and that never die and never shortchange somebody attitude that they have. And I, they're good kids. So it's always bittersweet. You know, you're sending them off to do good things, but you're sending them off. So
well, we thought it was appropriate to make Madison player of the game and Megan the sub of the game.
Yeah, that's appropriate. Yeah, I'm sure they'll appreciate that. But like I said, I'm proud of them. They're good kids, and they'll go out in life and they'll be real successful. They've persevered through a lot of things, and I have no doubt there's a lot of success and accomplishment in their future.
And of course, you know, season's not over yet. Obviously, you got the regional next week at Mount Carmel. You take on Edwards County, I believe, on Monday. So obviously, you got to turn around, put this result tonight behind you, and you know, have the postseason start Monday.
Right. We played them, and I'll be honest, I didn't think we did a bad job against them when we played them here at home. It was a pretty good game the first half, but it's always that third quarter that kind of gets us. And again, we went in a lull where we couldn't make any baskets, and we got into some foul trouble. And when we have two or three people getting foul trouble, that puts us in a real pickle. But they'll go back to work the next 2 days, and I'm sure these kids, the way I know them, they're going to make the most of it and put it in all they've got, and we'll see where we land Monday night.
And we want to thank you, too, also for coming up here after the games we broadcast. You know, we haven't done a lot of girls' games before, but this year we've been able to do several girls' games, and enjoy watching your team playing. Best of luck.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys covering the games. I know the kids and the parents and everybody that can't always make the games, they appreciate that too.
All right, thanks, Coach, and good luck in the regional next week. And that's Red Hill Girls Basketball Coach Tracy Gray, who, of course, is also the athletic director here at Red Hill High School. And really quickly, before we sign off tonight, let's go ahead and preview the girls regional, which will be next week, as we said, out Mount Carmel. Monday, February 5th, next Monday, that'll be the first day of the regional. First game will be the Lawrenceville Indians and the Fairfield Mules. That'll be at 6 p.m. Central Time. And the second game will be at 7:30, and that will be the Red Hill Lady Salukis, and they will take on Edwards County. So that's obviously next up for the Red Hill Lady Salukis. And, you know, not exactly been an ideal season for Red Hill, but, you know, regional play, it's a whole new season. So Red Hill will be the 10th seed in the regional, and they will take on the 5th seed Albion. And then the... And then on Tuesday, February 6th, Mount Carmel will take on the winner of Lawrenceville and Fairfield. And Flora will take on the winner of Albion and Red Hill. So it's possible the Lady Salukis could even have a rematch with the Wolf Gals. And then the championship would be Thursday, February 8th, a week from tonight at 7 p.m. So we'll have to see how that plays out. But best of luck to the Red Hill Lady Salukis and also to the Lawrenceville Lady Indians, since we cover them here on Waco.
Right, correct. And we'll be back on the road tomorrow night, but we'll be back. You can listen to both Adam and I
tomorrow night
from Neoga.
That's right. Well, Rob and I will be at Neoga. You can listen to that starting at about 7:15 Central Time, and tip-off will be at roughly 7:30 again, depending on what time the JV game wraps up. But the boys will be in action tomorrow night up at Neoga, and, of course, the boys will be back in action Saturday night with a JV start at 5 o'clock and an approximate 6:15 varsity.
And Bobby. 6:15, 6:30
varsity start.
Ready,
so
yes.
That'll be Saturday night. You can listen to Brett and Rob with that. And that will be coming up. So a whole weekend of Saluki basketball coming up right here on the Legend. So be sure to join us. So that does it for us tonight. A shout out one final time to the seniors, Megan Tennis and Madison Hobbs. Great job all 4 years at Red Hill High School, and best of luck to them and their future endeavors. So good luck to them, and we will see you tomorrow night for the Red Hill boys as they will take on Neoga, the Neoga Indians, at about 7:30 Central Time right here on the Legend. And our thanks to Dennis Pullen back at the station for his good work keeping us on the air and giving us score updates. And we'll see you tomorrow night. So for Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart. Have a great night, and this has been Red Hill Girls Basketball on the Legend.
Red Hill Saluki basketball action on 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, The Legend.
a DLC Media sports presentation. Brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Wabash General Hospital, Best Way Express, Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, The Port and Blondie, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Larry Bob's Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rucker's Candy, and Leggett Lumber. Hear Red Hill basketball action all season long on The Legend.
We love our country. This is Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend.
The Legend.
WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
A DLC media station.